Well, good morning. It's great to see you all here today. And today we're continuing with our Mr. Men theme. Okay, so today's character, see if you can guess, today's character is full of self-importance. He thinks he's better than everyone else, and he's really proud. If we go on to the next one, we can see a picture of him. Oh, here's his house. He lives in the biggest house in Big Town. He drives the biggest car in Big Town. And he has the biggest garden in Big Town. And he walks around like this. He thinks because of all he has, he's better than everyone else. Can anyone guess who it is? I'll tell you, it's Mr. Uppity. Mr. Uppity is full of arrogance. That means self-importance. He thinks he's the very, very best. And you know what? In Big Town, he doesn't have many friends because he's rude to everyone. Everyone he sees, he's rude to because he thinks I'm better than them. Now, one day, Mr. Uppity was walking in his garden. And a little goblin in his garden thought, I'm going to teach him a lesson. And he said, Mr. Uppity, every time you're rude to someone and turn up your nose, you're going to shrink. See the next slide? Oh, there we go. Mr. Uppity soon learnt being uppity isn't very nice. Every time he was mean to someone, whoop, he shrank. Yeah, whoop, he shrank. So Mr. Uppity learnt to not be horrible, not be rude, and he learnt that he wasn't better than everyone else. Now, isn't it horrible when somebody's like Mr. Uppity? I wonder if you ever met anyone that's, I'm better than you. Maybe that's even been you at school or at nursery. Or maybe it's been mum and dad at work sometimes. Because do you know what? We can all be a little bit like Mr. Uppity. Maybe if you have better shoes than someone at school, you think, I'm better than them, I'm not talking to them. Maybe if you're cleverer than someone at school, you think, I'm better than them. And do you know what? It's horrible. It's horrible. And it can creep in on all of us. Maybe mum and dad's at work, someone has a better they have a better job than someone. And we can start feeling like, ooh, I'm important. I'm not going to treat them very well. It's horrible. And do you know what? In the Bible, in Proverbs, it says, God detests, ugh, hates, ugh, arrogance, uppityness. He doesn't like it. It's horrible to him. Because you see, everything belongs to God. Everything we have has been given to us by God. Whether it's our fast legs to run, whether it's our big brain to understand, whether it's the job we have, the friends we have, everything is a gift from God. So it's wrong for us to go, I'm the best. Now, do you remember Sarah said there's only one Mr. Perfect? Who is the only perfect person? Yeah. God, yeah. Jesus was the only perfect person to ever come to earth. And do you know what? Jesus is the King of Kings. The whole earth belongs to him. Everything. But when Jesus came to earth, he wasn't rude. He wasn't bossy. He never said, I'm too good for you. Even though really he was. Jesus the King. Do you know what he did for his disciples? He washed their feet. Imagine that. Jesus, who made the whole world, knelt down and washed his disciples' feet. Jesus wasn't uppity. Jesus was humble. And you know what? Jesus the King even died to save people like us, who are uppity and sometimes unkind. I wonder, do we need to come to Jesus and say, sorry for sometimes being like Mr. Uppity? If you know Jesus, he comes and he can change your heart. And he can help us not to be like Mr. Uppity, but to be humble like him. And even in church with one another, Jesus can help us to be humble and serve one another. We've got a verse up here. And it says in Mark chapter 10 verse 45, for even the Son of Man, that's Jesus, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. To give his life for us. I wonder, how will you be at school this week? Will you be humble like Jesus? Kind to everyone? Not thinking yourself better than others? Or will you be like Mr. Uppity? Maybe we need to pray this week, Jesus, help me to be like you, us and our mums and dads, humble and not proud and uppity. Thanks for listening. You did great.